This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Three protesters were killed, 58 others wounded in Iraq. Continued unrest. The Prime Minister, announced his plans to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Saura Bridge, where security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators in the southern city of Nasiriyah. Security forces used live fire and tear gas to repel protesters on two main bridges, which led to the city center. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed, 15 wounded early Saturday by security forces who fired live rounds at them in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since the leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets in Baghdad and the predominantly Shiite southern Iraq. A high-ranking Taliban official has been killed in clashes with security forces in a province in Afghanistan's north. A provincial government spokesman told RFE and RL that Qari Nuruddin and his four bodyguards were killed in the district where the militant group has a strong presence. Officials in southern Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Saturday killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people. That provincial police spokesman told VOA that the general, the commander of an army border unit, was heading to the volatile Marja district along with a group of journalists to visit an ongoing counterinsurgency operation when the convoy struck a roadside bomb. The Taliban has taken responsibility for the attack in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or influenced by the insurgent group. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.